Shocking. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A new Obama campaign ad reminds us just who gave the order to get Osama bin Laden. But it doesn't stop there. It uses a Romney quote from 2007 to imply that Mitt Romney might not have done the same. There's no audio of the quote, so the ad shows Wolf Blitzer repeating it.
It's not worth moving heaven and earth, spending billions of dollars just trying to catch one person.
Mitt Romney was downplaying the importance of focusing on Osama bin Laden. But he certainly wasn't alone in that. Remember this?
The idea of focusing on one person, I truly am not that concerned about him. I know he is on the run. I was concerned about him when he had taken over a country.
That was George Bush, just 6 months after 9/11. But what the Obama ad leaves out is that after taking flack from other Republicans for what he'd said, Romney said this just a few days later.
Thank you. Of course we get Osama bin Laden and track him wherever he has to go and make sure he pays for the outrage he exacted.
Do we move heaven and earth to do it?
We'll move everything to get him. But I don't want to buy into the Democratic pitch that this is all about one person, Osama bin Laden. It's more than Osama bin Laden, but he is going to pay and he will die.
Okay, thank you.
So it's not all about one person, but we will move heaven and earth to get the person that it's not about. It's a more nuanced position. As to the original question, is it somehow shocking that a president would use a military decision for political gain? Well, let me see.
The party of FDR and the party of Harry Truman has become the party of cut and run.
Shocking. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.